Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's Word comes to us today from the Gospel, Matthew 11, where again we hear Jesus say, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." A man named Frederick Taylor worked for a large steel mill in 1898. Now, he was an ambitious executive and was one of the first to apply scientific methods to study the productivity of manual labor. Now, here's what I mean. In those days, there were no cranes to load steel bars onto railroad cars. Men had to lift them and put them on. It was backbreaking work. But after some experimentation, Taylor concluded that men could do more if they took rest pauses at definite intervals. So he got some of the workers to try this new method by offering them a dollar a day more, and he flattered them by calling them his high-priced men. And under the system, a whistle was blown after the men had carried iron for 12 minutes. At the whistle, they were to sit down and rest for 3 minutes. At the next whistle, they would resume working. And here's the result. Under this system, the amount of iron increased from 12.5 to 47 tons a day. This seeming miracle ushered in the era of rest pauses, which just might be the forerunner of the coffee break. I'm not sure about that, though. What I am sure about is that thoughts of work and rest dominate our lives. Our work and our identity are intertwined. Soon after meeting someone for the first time, chances are you will either ask or be asked, "So, what do you do?" Now, the Bible reminds us from the very beginning that we were created not just to exist. We were created to do something. A careful reading of Genesis chapter 2 shows God giving Adam jobs to do, tasks to complete. And this was before the fall into sin. Before the fall, work was not work as we think of it. It was a joy. Work gave purpose. But after the fall into sin, everything changed. And that was one of the curses that God pronounced. The nature of work would now be drastically different. Now, work still might have a good result, but work would be hard. It would be toilsome. It would even be exhausting, and it would be something that you could easily start to resent. If your labor wears you out, there's a reason for that. What happened in the Garden of Eden, way back when, changed the nature of work in this world, and we find ourselves in need of relief. In other words, we need rest. It's a necessity. We need to pause periodically and rest from our labor. Our bodies need to catch up with our tasks. The great mechanism of our bodies cannot do without some downtime. And as Frederick Taylor's steel mill experiment pointed out, we are more productive when we rest and replenish our strength. Now, the Bible does absolutely talk about physical rest as being a necessity, but it goes far beyond physical rest. What Jesus says in today's gospel reading is that there is a deep, lasting rest of the soul that is available to you. You can really have it. And again, this is what he says. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. There's the invitation. Come to me, Jesus says. Take my yoke, learn from me, and you will find rest for your souls. But what does that mean? How does that work? Well, listen. Most of us try to live our lives proving to everyone that we are good enough. We try to prove, sometimes this is very subtle, we work really hard to prove that we are competent. We work really hard to prove that we are worthy of respect, that we are lovable, that we're productive. What we're trying to do, whether we're aware of it or not, is justify our own existence. And we push ourselves to the limit in order to do this. And why not? It's the way the world works. The world says, prove it, and you will be rewarded. So we try. We really, really try. And while you may get some rest and relaxation once in a while, deep, abiding peace of the soul, it's pretty rare. That's hard enough. But then, again, without even realizing we're doing it, we bring a prove-it attitude into our relationship with God. We think and we act as if we have to prove to God that we're good enough. We try to prove to Him that we are lovable. We try to prove to Him that we are worthy of being blessed. We try to justify our existence by producing our list of accomplishments. And it's a track record that we believe should count for something. At the very least, it should count for less problems in life. But do you want to know the truth? There is no rest in that way of thinking. God's rest enters you only when you stop making your work your trust. God's peace enters you only when you stop trying to work your way into God's good graces. And that happens when you realize that work has already been done. Jesus came down to earth precisely to do that hard work on your behalf. His perfect life, His sacrificial death, His resurrection, His ascension back into heaven, all of that has been applied to your record. It counts for you. That's why He did it. There is nothing you can add to what He has done. True peace of the heart, of the mind, of the soul is yours when you rest from your work and trust in the work Jesus did for you. You know, that's why Jesus, nailed to a cross, struggling for his last breath, said in his dying moments, "It is finished." It is finished. Trying to justify yourself before God is finished. He justifies you by giving you his performance record. Goes in your file. Trying to prove to God that you are lovable is finished. Jesus proved he loves you already by going through suffering and crucifixion and death, to settle your accounts with his Father. Do you believe that? That's the gospel. That's the announcement of a new reality, an announcement that changes everything. And here's the question. Can you work that announcement that Jesus loves you already, you have nothing to prove to him? Can you work that into the self-talk that goes on up here every single day? I think you can. I know you can. Through prayer and by the help of the Holy Spirit accompanying your thoughts, you can remind yourself to rest from your work. Don't make your work your trust. Don't make yourself your trust. Make Jesus your trust. And when you make Jesus your trust, you will experience rest in a whole new way. And when you make Jesus your trust, you will experience work in a whole new way. The nature of work gets transformed. Because, as I said, what Jesus accomplished needs no finishing touches. It's done. And it counts for you. And when you understand that, when you get it, the daily work that you've been given to do takes on an amazing new purpose. It becomes that easy yoke that Jesus was talking about. And a yoke, of course, is a tool of work, right? A yoke would be placed on oxen and they would pull. So Jesus is saying, you won't be doing no work. You'll be doing work. But the whole nature of it is completely changed. How? How is that? Well, it's just this. With your work, you have nothing left to prove to God. He's proven it all to you. So, your daily work can simply be done as a service to your neighbor, as a help to the people in your life. Not to get anything out of them, not to get anywhere with God, but simply to make things better for them. And then God blesses that in an amazing way. It becomes a means through which God grants you daily bread that we pray for. It becomes a daily thank you letter that we write to God, an act of worship. It's a rest from our work and a rest in the work of Jesus. It's here for you. You can have this. Jesus says so. Let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you invite us today to come to you, to learn from you, to receive from you a rest of the soul that depends completely on all that you have done for us and to us. Jesus, it is so hard for us to unlearn the ways of the world. We're taught that you have to fight for and earn everything, every step of the way. And then we come to a relationship with you and learn that it all depends on you working for us, giving to us. Help us by your Spirit to receive this good news and to claim it, to work it into our self-talk, to work it into our thoughts and our hearts so that we're free and that our work can be transformed into the easy yoke that you talk about as we see that we are simply doing your work in the world under your power with all your resources coming to bear. Help us find great joy in this, Lord Jesus. Amen.